Thank you very much, President Chairman. We'd like to express our concern about how the rest of the room is failing to see, well, except for a few colleagues, the link that exists between the negative impacts of unilateral coercive measures and the capacity of states to implement and fulfill the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action. The devastating effects of unilateral coercive measures are evident in all fields of socio-political activities and in the economy of countries that suffer such measures. One of the effects is their inability to meet the needs of their peoples as a consequence of the coercive measures. And vulnerable groups are, of course, the most affected, in particular ethnic and racial groups. So there is a direct link between the adverse effects of coercive measures and the implementation and due application of the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action. And that should be reflected both in the report and in the recommendations made by the working group. Thank you very much.